Great to have you back on the show. We are going to be talking about Trump this hour. We'll have extended clips from Donald's campaign rally last night in Grand Rapids at the Deltaplex. That's all coming up in just a bit. But, you know, first we're going to kind of get the holiday spirit this week, and we're going to take a different tact here than we normally do on a Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., and I think kind of a good one, too. You know, it's almost hate to cut in on the late, great American tenor. Keep a little bit in the background there. That's Mario Lanza, ladies and gentlemen. He won't be a guest on the show this morning, but that's the favorite singer of our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. Does that get you in the mood, Doc?
Well, it certainly does, Dave. You know, it is true. He actually, over a life, has been my ultimate favorite singer of everything he ever recorded.
What a voice he had. Amazing.
Yeah, he was one of those characters, personality-wise. Someone once wrote he had the the personality of a devil and the voice of an angel, and it was a cosmic phenomenon to put them together. But boy, could he sing. He's quite a guy.
Yeah, you say the two person, he knew it too, didn't he? I mean, it was, he lived a lot though, and not a lot of years. He lived a lot. I mean, the movies, the music, and you listen to that and go, what a great, I mean, again, an American-Italian, as it were, in a sense. Not the other way around, but he had just, he had quite the set of pipes. And this time of year, you think about the Christmas season. What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, when I grew up obviously in a first-generation Italian-American home, and Christmas was really a big deal. I mean, it was where you really thought of Christ coming to earth for us. It was kind of a time really of celebration, family, and these were days when I think of my, you know, Uncle Clemente, you know, Vera, Angelina, I mean, Virginia. I mean, this group, they were old school.
Yeah.
It was food, kissing, it was hugging, and it was accepting Christ. Monsignor Chauncey was a priest, and my godfather, I met at the Italian parish in Grand Rapids, and it was memories, wonderful, wonderful memories. And we live in the present. We want to enjoy and love the present. And I do, I might add, with wonderful family, particularly with our young grandson just coming home a week ago here, John Donald Braccio. So with that going on, wonderful. That's part of
it. Congratulations.
We're very, very happy for that.
Sure.
But Christmas is, if you look at it from a Christian point of view, it's God sending his son to earth in terms of saving us, in terms of living eternity. And his horrible death and crucifixion was something that was done for us. It was an act of love. And if one, you know, if you're not a Christian, you don't have to accept that, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you are, and certainly that's the vast majority of people in the country in terms of historically, then it's a great day. When you think of quotes like, "This that you do to my most vulnerable creatures, you do unto me," things like that, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." When you look at the Prince of Peace, you look at the lessons, the positive things that he brings forward, the red letters, if you will, in the New Testament. These are things I think we need to think about, we need to try to focus on. And obviously, there's a lot of times people feel lonely and sad and have difficult times. But let's try to focus more today on the positive aspects in terms of people getting together and what we're really celebrating as Christians. And I believe many non-Christians also celebrate the birth of Christ. So I think it's really an exciting day, an exciting time. It's a time that people can feel good, and if you are a Christian, it's an exciting time. It's a liberation. It's a time of freedom. It's a time, as evil and bad as people may be at times, that there is a forgiveness and there is an ability to move on and be the better person.
You didn't mention, you know, I know our economy is important. There's no question, but you didn't mention consumerism in there in your list of super important things for the holiday.
Well, I didn't for a reason. First of all, I think consumerism, it obviously, it puts a lot of people to work and does a lot of things.
Sure.
But that would not be where I would want to put the focus on Christmas. I think, you know, exchanging gifts, I think this is important. I think it's a good thing. But I was thinking today of focusing more on God sending his son, only begotten son, to earth with the idea of saving us, making eternity possible for us, going through the death and crucifixion. I mean, that type of thing is what I'm thinking of when I'm thinking of the birth of Christ, obviously leading eventually, you know, to Easter, which is the final act that is actually the greatest of the Christian holidays. But just that this would be a focus here. Consumerism, I think, can be a negative thing. I might add, I do enjoy buying in terms of having things for kids and for adults, too. So there's a positive aspect, but if that becomes the dominant aspect, then we're utterly losing track of what a great Christian holiday this is. And that does happen. I don't want to minimize that. But I'm trying to get people to focus more on what is Christmas, what's the meaning of Christmas. Certainly from a Christian point of view, if you're not a Christian point of view, it's just something good to see and love and care. Because I think the world's great religions have so much to offer people, and in a country that has been and is overwhelmingly Christian, it's very important that people be aware of what happened and to really just get some joy, get some peace, and just really feel good about what happened. And Christmas is one of those great, great days. It's, for me, I think of holy water, and I think of incense, and I think of family, and I think of stirring sermons. Like actually, Father Mark at St. John's on Sunday gave a nice talk, brought in Christmas and the importance of it. So I believe that these are the days, if you will, to be trying to think positive and deep spiritual thoughts.
All right. Well, we will. You'll join Rich here next week. You know, I won't talk before the big game. I know you'll be down in South Florida. You'll be watching it from there. I'll be watching it from afar as well, but we've got all that still on the plate, and then we'll join up again on the flip side. Wish you a Merry Christmas, Doc. We're going to go out here with some. You want to hear some more Mario?
Oh, listen, love Mario. I didn't know you were going to put him on today.
Yeah, everybody gets a Christmas present under the tree when they come to the morning wake up. So we'll send you out here with this. Good talking to you. Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John B. Yeah, drjohnb.com. A little more Mario Lanza, 1320 WILS.